You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. This week, Governor Mike DeWine announced the largest spike in confirmed coronavirus cases in the state since April, when the state conducted mass testing in prisons. The numbers, which DeWine called chilling, come a month into the reopening of the majority of Ohio's economy. Here to help us understand what this could mean for the future is Dr. Eben Kana. He's an associate professor of biostatistics at Ohio State University. What do you make of this latest spike?
Well, I think the most surprising thing about it is actually how long it took to occur. Because when we reopened in May, we were actually at the highest level of cases that we had seen. And we expected it to just continue to go upward, but it actually started to go down, which was a real surprise to me, at least. Then we thought, well, you know, people might not be going back to their previous activities right away, and you know, or it could, you know, it could even be seasonality or something like that because the weather was warming up. So it's like seeing this spike it's sad, but it's also sort of a vindication of what our original expectations were. You know, I just hope that Ohio doesn't get into the situation that some other states seem to be in now, where cases are truly skyrocketing.
In the first 2 months, the catchphrase was flatten the curve. And a month ago, when things started to reopen, officials told us that we still needed to work on it, but we had successfully flattened the curve. Might we be going back to a place where the focus is once again on curbing the infection rate?
Well, if the rebound continues, we probably have no choice. I also think the severity of the restrictions in many cases made them almost, you know, unsustainable in many ways. And I think the decision to reopen was, from my point of view, based a lot more on economic and political necessity than on anything to do with the epidemiology of the disease. So we will have to go back to flattening the curve. But if we have better testing and better contact tracing, we might be able to do that with far fewer economic restrictions.
We do have wider spread testing now. Is there a chance that that's the reason we're seeing higher numbers this week?
No, I don't think that's the case. We haven't seen any evidence that the testing system is responsible for the fluctuations in the number of cases that we see now. If there was a lot more testing, one of the things you might see is a lower portion of tests that come back positive. And as far as I know, we're not seeing that now. What we'll probably see is the hospitalizations and deaths will tell us. If it is, as some people, I think, want to believe, that it is because of more testing, then we won't see an increase in hospitalizations and deaths. So time will tell, but I'm very, very skeptical of that.
Health officials talk a lot about the R factor, essentially how many people someone with the coronavirus infects on average. At its peak, it was at 2.4 in the state, and then we wrestled it below 1. Now, when the social distancing measures have been relaxed, it's increased to 1.5. That's double over the last 10 days. What does that tell you?
It tells you that the epidemic is not under control. And it's as simple as that. And to bring the epidemic under control, you have to make sure that an infectious person on average does not replace themselves. So if each infectious person is producing two other infectious people, we're going to get a large increase in the number of cases. It with the same certainty that a stone falls to the ground if you drop it. You know, it's just a mathematical certainty.
Dr. Eben Kana, thank you so much for your time today.
All right, thank you.